this evening. Old folk music, it says, and traditional posters wanted at the Glory Hole Pub in the Royal George Hotel. Get in touch with them and ask for Frank Quinlivan if you can help on the same. That's old folk music and traditional posters wanted at the Glory Hole Pub in the Royal George Hotel at O'Connell Street. Ask for Frank Quinlivan when getting in touch with them. Found Blue Austin. Registration number XIE510, that's XIE510. Driver's door was open, and the owner can give us a buzz here at Big L 46271 if you think that car could belong to you, or if you think in fact that it does belong to you, or if anybody out there knows of the owner. Found Blue Austin, XIE510 is the registration number. Driver's door was open when found. Give us a buzz at Big L 46271. Limerick MS are holding a flag day tomorrow and are looking for volunteers. Boxes can be collected from the Royal George porch tomorrow at any time from 9:30 in the morning onwards. So that's a very good cause, so why not pop along there if you've got a couple of free hours and give the Limerick MS a hand. They're holding a flag day tomorrow and looking for volunteers, so go along to the Royal George again after 9:30 in the morning and pick up your box and go and support them and try and get some more people's support on the streets of Limerick tomorrow. Lost a camera between Killarney and Limerick, we're told, and it's of sentimental value to the owner. I don't know how they could have lost that, but there you go, it's been lost, a camera between Killarney and Limerick, and it's of sentimental value to the owner. Give us a buzz here at Big L if you can help. We have a person looking for a lift to Ballybunion on Saturday at any time in the afternoon, so I'm sure there'll be some of you going that way. I'm sure you will be for the August weekend. That's a person looking for a lift to Ballybunion on Saturday at any time in the afternoon. Give us a buzz at Big L if you can help on that one. 46271. And another very, very good cause indeed. On next Sunday, Speedy Cabs will be taking 20 children to the seaside. Anyone wishing to donate sweets, soft drinks, etc. to help make the children's day more enjoyable, please phone Speedy Cabs at 48844. Now, that is absolutely terrific. I must mention, actually, at this stage, that I saw a documentary once. There I go rambling again. And Jimmy Savile was in it. It's about this one day in the year they have, I think it's in London or someplace like that, where all the taxi drivers get together. Every taxi driver around gets together, takes a day off, and takes some children out for the weekend or out for the day to the seaside. And there was thousands of children in hundreds of cabs, and you see the line of taxis going along the street. And it was a very, very interesting documentary, and absolutely smashing, and very, very generous on the cab drivers' behalves. And I thought it was a beautiful idea, and well done to Speedy Cabs on that one, taking 20 children to the seaside this Sunday. And they're looking for somebody to donate some sweets and soft drinks, etc., to help make the children's day much more enjoyable for them. Speedy Cab's number is 48844 or 46888 if you can help on that one, okay? Very, very good cause indeed. Well done, Speedy. All-Ireland Class 100 Car Championships, of course, are at Kilcorn and Cartrack, County Limerick, on August 4th and 5th, 1979. That's this year. And the meeting is being sponsored by Frank Hogan of Limerick, the coach-in of Kilcornan, and indeed Tony Ward Sports Shop of Limerick as well. There are £200 in prize money, and £100 plus a trophy goes to the champion alone, and there are prizes up to 12th place. That's a Kilcornan Kart Track on the 4th and 5th of August, the All-Ireland Kart Championships. Speaking of poetry sessions in King John's Castle, I was telling you about those yesterday, continuing every Wednesday throughout August. Let me tell you that tonight, Macbeth's ghost will haunt the hallowed towers of King John's Castle, we're told, and the Limerick Poetry Circle will present a night of Shakespeare's poetry there, and that's at 8:45pm, okay? So that should be very interesting, and every Wednesday that's happening at 8:45 throughout the month of August. Missing from Moy Ross, a blue mini with a white roof and a roof rack as well. Give us a buzz at Big L if you've seen that one around. A blue mini with a white roof and a rack as well. Give us a buzz at Big L if you can help on that. A small navy purse was lost between Edward Street and the ESB at O'Connell Street on Monday morning last. If you can help on that one, the number to ring is 48506. That's 48506. And that's a small navy purse lost between Edward Street and the ESB at O'Connell Street on Monday morning last. Found a gold cross on a bus, we're told, and it's got initials and a date inscribed in it. The person to contact, if you think that could belong to you, is B. Flood. And B. Flood lives at 2 Greenfields at Ross Bryan. That's a gold chain and cross found on a bus, and the initials and date are inscribed on it. B. Flood, 2 Greenfields, Ross Bryan, if you think that could belong to you. The Glen Folk Club, don't forget, Dolores Keane of X Day Down will be there, and also John Faulkner, plus Tumbleweed and Paddy Brandegast. That's at the Glenworth Hotel tonight from 9:30 until 1 a.m. at the Glen Folk Club. Lost. Let's see. Yes, I think it's a black pair of glasses in a brown case at Carey's Road. Yes, that's right. Black glasses in a brown case between Carey's Road and Ranks Mill last Friday. Sorry, I hesitated on that one. Couldn't quite understand the writing there for a second. That's a black pair of glasses in a brown case lost between Carey's Road and Ranks Mill on Friday last. And if you think you have those, if you think you know somebody who found those, contact 28 Upper Carey's Road. 28 Upper Carey's Road. Found a key with a leather keyring and the name Sandra is on it. It was found at Thomas Street taxi rank on Saturday afternoon last. That's a leather keyring with a key on it and the name Sandra on the keyring, and it was found in Thomas Street taxi rank on Saturday afternoon last. Telephone 44473. That's 44473 if you found that, or if you know of anybody who has. On the Big L job line, we're looking for hairdressers for a modern city centre hair salon with excellent salary and conditions. I mean, they're also looking for juniors. No experience necessary for that one. 49319 is the number. That's on the Big L job line, looking for hairdressers and juniors for a modern city centre hair salon. Excellent salary and conditions. 49319. We're looking for two albums now. The first one is by Justin Hayward, of course, formerly with the Moody Blues. The Songwriter is the name of the album. The Songwriter by Justin Hayward. And number two is by John Lodge, Natural Avenue. You may remember Justin Hayward and John Lodge, of course, being together for a while. Brings back blue guitar to mind. Natural Avenue by John Lodge and The Songwriter by Justin Hayward. The person looking for those two LPs to buy. 40113 if you have those albums and you don't particularly want them very much. This person does. He wants them very much, and he's prepared to buy them from you. 40113 if you can sell those albums, if you do have them. On the Big L job line again, don't forget those hairdressers. We're looking for hairdressers and also juniors for a city centre hair salon. Excellent salary and conditions. 49319. And they're also looking for juniors, of course. No experience necessary. I'll reiterate on the picture scene in just a few moments, and also the disco scene for the weekend. In the meantime, some more music from the Scorpions. Is there anybody there? A little bit of rock, some dedications following this one.
Thank you.
that's Double A-sided single, and on the other side of it you got a thing called Another Piece of Me. Two really great tracks from the Scorpions. I dedicate that one to my very good friend Andy, if he's listening at the moment. Good evening, Andy.
And for the best mobile disco in town, call in the professionals. The Big L Road Show with the DJ of your choice by ringing 53336. Best choice in equipment, best choice in DJs, with a guarantee that no one can match. Always on time and always there, with a great selection of music to match any party, the Big L Roadshow will never let you down. And you can book the Big L Roadshow by dialing 53336. That number 53336 for the Big L Roadshow. It's the best in town.
Right then, welcome back to us here at Big L. I'm going to play two more records before Dez comes along, and I'm going to give you a rundown of the discos and the pictures once again. Okay, for those of you who weren't tuning to us earlier on before the Top 10 show. Got a string of dedications on this record first. For Mrs. Johnson on your birthday today, congratulations. That comes to you from Evelyn and all the family. And also on this one, Anne Desmond. Anne is 21 years old today. Congratulations to you, Anne. And we hope you like this next record. For the best mum in the world, from her daughter, Alice. And please play Angel Eyes by ABBA at 6:30 for Jennifer Hines and David Meaney for Madly in Love, of course, Madly in Love. And that comes to you from Alice O'Farrell, looking for Angel Eyes also. Please play at 6:40 the French version of Sunday Girl by Blondie for Ambrose Delaney. Good evening, Ambrose. Hang in there. And also on this one for the McCarthy family, because they are going to Dublin on Friday, we're told, and please play them a record. Thank you very much. Don't know who it comes from, but enjoy your trip to Dublin, all the McCarthys. Also on this one, Sean O'Dwyer at 52 Park Gardens, Corbley. It comes to you from Joe and Orla and Jer and Cara, and I think that's Keelan in there as well. Yes, it is, and I must play a record at 6:30 today for somebody McCarthy. I don't know who exactly. And there's also Downey, and there's Ryan and Hannah and Ghosty and Sheehan. All second names only. No Christian names in there at all. Don't know why. Also on this one, Paddy McCormack from South Hill, who is madly, madly, madly in love with Nana. And tell Nana that Paddy will see her tonight at 9 o'clock. Well, there you go. Claire O'Neill and Paul Rails, this one's for you. And it's also for Jacinta O'Keefe and Jerry McMahon, Nancy Kennedy and Brian O'Driscoll, Caroline O'Grady and Frances Coleman, Pat O'Neill and Claire O'Neill. Finally, Mrs. O'Neill, who just celebrated her 24th wedding anniversary. That comes to you from your daughters, Pat and Claire. Congratulations. Hope you like this record from ABBA, Angel Eyes. Lies, that's a new one from ABBA, also a double A-sided single. And of course, Voulez-Vous was on the other side of that one. It's 17 minutes to 7, gonna play one more record before Des comes along. Don't forget, of course, that at 7 o'clock this evening, you'll have the hot seat with Pat Cox in the chair. That's from 7 until 8. The weekly Big L Politics program brought to you every Wednesday at that time, 7 o'clock. Right now, I'll give you one more blast of what's happening in the pictures this week. And now showing at the Central Studio at Bedford Row, The Lady Vanishes. Elliot Gould is in there, and also Sybil Shepherd and Herbert Lom. I don't know a thing about that film, so I can't recommend it, but then again, I can't con it either, which is just as well, I suppose. Retained for the second week of the Carlton Panoramic, James Bond is 007, of course. Roger Moore is James Bond, 007. Moonraker is the name of the film, Ian Fleming's Moonraker. I believe they're rapidly running out of Ian Fleming books, so I think they've just got three or four more to make films of, so they're making the very most of it. And to bring the film up to a par with Star Wars and Superman and all those other multi-million pound things as well. It's absolutely fantastic. There's no expense spared. The scenes are beautifully shot. It's very, very colourful. There's some fantastic stunts, especially there's a stunt in the opening scenes, I'm told, and it's absolutely terrific. And that's Roger Moore as James Bond 007 in Moonraker, retained for the second week, and it's at 7:40 at the Carlton Panoramic. At the Royal Cinema, now showing at 8 o'clock, The Players, it's called, and you've got Ali McGraw in there, and also Stephen Guttenberg, and Maximilian Schell, and Tommy Cook, and Pancho Gonzalez as well. So there's some familiar names, but there's another few names there as well that don't ring any bell at all with me. It's being produced by Robert Evans. That's a familiar name as well. I don't have a clue, actually, either, what that film is about, but I can't help you with that one. I'm sorry. At the Carlton Panoramic, the late night show this weekend on Friday and Saturday at 11 p.m. Nasty Habits. I won't even try and think of what that could possibly be about. And the late night movie at the Central Studio at Bedford Row this weekend is Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry. That's a great film. At the Movieland Twins, now showing Elvis Presley, the movie starring Kurt Russell with the voice of Roger McDowell. Or is it Ronnie McDowell? I can't quite remember. Anyway, his name is McDowell, and he's imitating Elvis Presley. And Kurt Russell is doing all the actions and all the mime there, and he does a great job of it too. It's a very nice thing, and leaving loads of open space for Elvis the Movie Part 2. In Movieland 2, Superman the Movie, and that's a really great thing. It's very enjoyable, good family entertainment. It's good, clean fun. That's all it is, and it's very good as well. You should pop along and see that one if you get a chance. That's at Movieland's 1 and 2. Taste of Irish. Don't forget that Eamon O'Connor's production. It's tonight. It's at the 2 Mile Inn at Limerick, of course. The 2 Mile Inn on the Ennis Road. That's where it's on tonight. Tomorrow it's at the Lakeside Hotel out in Killaloe. And on Friday, it's at the West Count Inn in Ennis. It begins at 9:15. Admission is £2. And there's transport going to all these venues. If you want to know where it's going from and when it's going from there, give us a buzz here at Big L and we'll fill you in on that one. All right, that's a look at the movies. The discos, of course. Don't forget this weekend, all the discos happening as usual. You've got Clouds Disco, of course, at Savoy. And that's at Bedford Row. That's every Tuesday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. No denims and jeans there. Don't forget that one. And of course, right of admission is strictly reserved at all these discos. No denim jeans. Tuesday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at Clouds Nightclub at the Savoy. Upstairs there, that is. And then at the Royal George, you've got Fernando's Nightclub. That's every weekend as well. Fernando's, and don't miss that one. Ted's Disco Club is at the Luxury Restaurant. That's free admission there. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. It's open 6 nights and closed Sundays. Free champagne every Monday and Tuesday night. And the doors are closing at 11:30 sharp. That's at Ted's Disco Club. And another disco. Where's that? I've run out of discos. Are there that few discos going in town? I don't know. Give us a buzz and tell us. All right, it's now 13 minutes to 7. Going to wrap up very, very quickly, play you a little bit of this one, and hand over to our sports roundup for today. We've got a very fit and a very healthy and a slightly less wealthy Des Fitzgerald waiting to come to us. There are some things you can't cover up with lipstick and powder.
Keep 'em going, big wheels rolling, moving on. is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move.
You have been listening to the Moving On program, and taking you home, hopefully, carefully and safely, to your home. And right now it's time for the racing roundup. But before that, have you ever considered having a Kentucky Fried Chicken? Very quick and easy snacks to make for all types of parties or whatever you've got in mind. You can get in touch with the manager, George Dalton, by ringing 42427.
Pull that low behind.
That's for Kentucky Fried Chicken in O'Connell Street, and the number is 42427.
Have you heard the word? Kentucky Fried Chicken's everybody's favorite word. Kentucky Fried Chicken, take away.
Colonel Sanders' original Kentucky Fried Chicken. Fresh, tender pieces of chicken seasoned with a secret blend of 11 different herbs and spices. It's finger-licking good.
If it's chicken, you're picking. Pick a finger-licking chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken, everybody's favorite bird.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length, and Beetle Bomb.
And right now it's over to Studio 2 for today's racing roundup.
Thank you very much. Good evening to all my sports fans. The big feature, the big festival meeting at Galway continued today. The feature race of the day was, of course, the Galway Plate, where Hind Hope was a clear-cut winner with Jonjo O'Neill in the saddle, and Eddie O'Grady once again training the winner. Last year, Eddie O'Grady sent out J.P. McManus's Shining Flame to win it. So, racing continues again tomorrow in Galway, where we have four more races on TV, starting with the 2:30. The feature race, of course, tomorrow is the Galway Hurl. And I think the pair to follow, once again, should be Eddie O'Grady and Jonjo O'Neill, this time with Hard Tarquin. So, here are the results from Galway. The 2:30, number 11, Silver Mount, 10-1. Number 3, Avacan, 4-1. Number 5, Delvin Prince, 8-1. The beaten favourite was number 19, Uncle George, at 3-1. There was one non-runner, number 4, and 18 ran. The 3 o'clock, number 7, Dud Check, 5-4 on, favourite. Number 8, Jurek, 12-1. And number 3, Rugged Lady, 8-1, and all 14 ran. The 3:50, number 13, Hind Hope, 6-1. Number 5, the Lady's Master, the 9-2 favourite. And number 16, Appease, 14-1. There were two non-runners, 2 and 6, and 20 ran. The 4:30, number 2 did win it, but he was disqualified and placed second. So the official result now is number 5, Princely Ray, 8-1. Number 2, Nobody Knows, 10-1. And number 1, Fixed Price, 11-10 favourite. One non-runner, number 3, and 15 ran. The 5:05, number 3, Clerical Error, 3-1. Number 2, Rare Appeal, the even money favourite. And number 5, Mullaboden, 12-1. And one non-runner, number 6, and 13 ran. And finally, the 5:35, number 6, Parvastella, 5-4 on, favourite. Number 3, Coco, 6-4. And number 8, Jury Princess, 25-1. And two non-runners, 1 and 5, and 7 ran. Now for the English racing. As you know, we had great interest in England today, for the big meeting at Goodwood continues until Saturday. And today was the Sussex Stakes with £36,000 added. We had a big interest here because we had two Irish horses running, Spins Bay and Tatching. And once again, a big disappointment for the Vincent O'Brien and Lester Pickett combination. For after showing well up for 6 or 7 furlongs, he faded to finish last. And Spins Bay, our other Irish hope, finished fourth in the same race. The winner was the Henry Cecil, Joe Mercer ridden, Chris, 5-4 on, favourite, number 4, Swiss Maid, 15-2, and number 5, Alert, 14-1, and all 7 ran. We start with the 215 at Goodwood. Number 19, Rankin, 15-8 favourite, number 25, Stanislavski, 11-2, and number 9, Going Straight, 11-1, and all 15 ran. The 245, number 4, Castle Green, 20-1, number 7, Varingo, 7-2 on favourite, and all 5 ran. The 320, number 4, The Solent, 5-2 favourite, number 3, Elusive, 4-1, and all 5 ran. And once again, the Sussex Stakes, which was at 4 o'clock, here is the result again. Number 7, Chris, 5-4 on favourite, number 4, Swiss Maid, 15-2, and number 5, Alert, 14-1, and all 7 ran. The 430, number 12, Man of the Sea, 14-1, number 5, Suzarma, 14-1, and number 14, Swelter, 12-1. The beaten favourite was number 8, Effect, at 5-2, and all 11 ran. The 5 o'clock, number 4, Shaftesbury, 9-2, number 3, Francisco, 2-1 favourite, and all 7 ran. Redcar, starting with the 2 o'clock, number 2, Quarry Bank, 10-1, number 22, Kenny Yatton, 10-1, and number 17, Secret Sky, 12-1. The beaten favourite was 21, Black Symphony, at 100-30, and all 19 ran. The 230, number 11, Imperial Dilemma, 11-10 favourite, number 4, Rocks, 6-1, and all 4 ran. The 305, number 10, Vicomte, 5-1, number 2, Move Off, 7-1, and number 7, Lanigan, 10-1. The beaten favourite was number 5, Totowa, at 7-4, and all 8 ran. The 335, number 6, Bradamante, 85-40, number 10, High Old Time, 5-4 on, favourite, and all 3 ran. The 405, number 10, Halbe, 7-4, number 8, Systems Analysis, 13-8 favourite, and all 7 ran. And finally, the 435, number 11, Maybe So, 8-11 favourite, number 7, Immaterial, 20-1, and number 14, Northern Cover Girl, 7-1, and all 11 ran. Tomorrow's racing is the very same as today's. We have 3-day meetings, Goodwood at 2:15, Redcar 2 o'clock, Ireland 2:30, which is Galway, and Doncaster, an evening meeting at 6:15. So that finishes the racing scene. As you know, we had a power cut last night and I could not appear to give the results of the GA the night before. So I'll start this evening by saying congratulations to St. Patrick's under 16, because on Monday night they defeated Cahan in the under 16 hurling championship final. St. Patrick's 3-4, Cahan 4 pints. St. Patrick's now qualify for the semi-final of the county, and I'll repeat what I have said months ago, that this is a great team. Best for them on Monday night was the fullback Aidan Costello, centre-back John O'Neill, centre-field Niall O'Brien, who scored a pint, and John Murphy, who scored a goal. John, of course, is a son of Sean Murphy of Big L fame. Best of the forwards were Brendan Heatherman, who scored a pint, Shane Higgins, who scored a pint, Dermot O'Callaghan, who scored a goal and a pint, Noel Williams, who scored a goal, and Pather Sheehan, 1 pint. Best for Cahan were their full-back, Paul Kieran Bulfin, Paul Coffey, Brian Donovan, Matty Graham, and Paul Curtis, who scored 3 pints, and R. Kinney, who scored a pint. Golf. Shocks galore continue at the South of Ireland today, because this evening we have in the final the unknown Padraig O'Rourke, who of Kilkenny, who is 3 up.
Say that I won't be home anymore, 'cause something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only a day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay, she said, okay. Closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out.
24 hours from Tulsa.
Oh, I was only
Gene Pitney.
24 hours from Tulsa. Only one day.
In there at number 7 on Brendan Hannon's top 10 favorite records of all time, replacing Lonely Night Dreams, which I couldn't get my hands on. Sorry, Brendan.
I love somebody new.
13 minutes to 6.
I do, and I can never, never, never go home again.
Joe Walsh Men's and Boys Wear in Catherine Street gigantic summer clearance sale is now on. Everything must go to make way for autumn stocks. Three-piece suits, all the latest styles, top brands in pure new wool, normally £69.95, only £39.95. Gabardine suits at only £29.95. And sports jackets from as little as £15.50 at Joe Walsh's in Catherine Street. Oddments in Wranglers and Levi brush jeans clearing at 95p. Yes, just 95p. Sizes 26 to 29 only. Clubman shirts, normally £6.95, now only £2.95. And striped t-shirts, only £1.50. Just a few of the many bargains at Joe Walsh's huge summer clearance sale. All stocks must be cleared. Joe Walsh's Men's and Boys Wear in Catherine Street is the place to be this week.
Oh, your very own Radio Limerick. We're broadcasting to you 7 days a week on 194 metres on the medium wave band. So I hope you're enjoying the programme so far. The personal top 10 show coming your way at the moment. It's 11 minutes to 6, and it's Brendan Hannon's top 10. We're going to the number 6. This one's normally at number 1, if not number 2. Brendan, what possessed you? It seems you really love the number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 much better. We'll hang in there and see.
6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
From the
six,
Moody Blues, Night six, in White Satin. Six.
Nights in white satin,
never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Tell me thoughts they cannot defend, just what you want to be, you'll be in the end, and I'll love you.
Nights in White Satin, that was in there, would you believe, at number 6 on Brendan Hannon's top 10 favourite records of all time. And Brendan, I don't know what to say, because, well, it's normally at number 1, and you're inclined to scare everybody, you see, because they're saying, well, what's at number 1? I mean, would it be one of those, would it be America, for instance, A Horse With No Name? And now that I've said it to you, you know that it won't be. We've run into another little problem here, Brendan. At the number 5, you have a song called You Make Me Feel by the Bee Gees. No, I don't claim to be a Bee Gees fanatic or anything, but I know a little bit about them, and I've never heard of that record, Brendan, so I'm awfully sorry. Now, there's two songs that spring to mind from that title. You Make Me Feel Mighty Real by Sylvester, which was a disco hit last year, or else You Make Me Feel Like Dancing by Leo Sayer, so I've chosen one of them.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5, 5.
And
five,
it's Leo Sayer at number 5, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Thank you.
And if Jerry Clancy is listening to us at the moment, Jerry, give us a buzz here at 46271, or indeed drop down as quick as you possibly can. It's very urgent. That's Jerry Clancy. Sarah, you make me feel like dancing in there at number 5. And why didn't I play You Make Me Feel Brand New by the Stylistics? I don't know. Here's number 4. It's from ABBA. Thank you for the music.
In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing. 'Cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without?
That's part one of a three-part little mini-opera, should we call it, a mini-musical that was on the album, ABBA the album. That's called Thank You for the Music, and that's at number four, would you believe, on Brendan Hannon's top 10 favourite records of all time. At number three, 1969, Bobby Goldsboro, Honey. And here it is.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her.
Minutes after 6 o'clock and you're in tune with Big L Radio Limerick. That was Bobby Goldsboro and Honey from 1969, and that was in there at number three on Brendan Hannon's top 10 favourite records of all time. We're going to the number two, taking us to the countdown.
Countdown.
two from just last year, would you believe? Debbie Harry and Blondie. Picture this. From just last year, that was an absolute smasheroo for them, and that's called Picture This, a very good number indeed. That's at number 2 on Brendan Hannon's top 10 favourite records of all time. We're going to the countdown very shortly, Brendan, so stay there.
Amara's Car Hire in Henry Street, and the telephone number of Amara's in Henry Street is 40790 during office hours and 42901 after 6 p.m. Loads of fun and open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Full tank with every hire, and there's a full range of cars, minibuses and vans. Long or short-term rents. Special discount, of course, as usual, for long-term rents. Beat the petrol crisis. There's no petrol crisis at O'Mara's Car Hire in Henry Street. Don't forget long-term rentals with very special rates. You can telephone 40790. Or if you're caught after dark, the 6 p.m. number thereon is 42901 for Amara Car Hire in Henry Street.
The top 10 countdown.
The top 10 countdown on the personal top 10 show for this evening. Rod Stewart and Sailing at number 10. At number 9, The Bee Gees and Words. At number 8, Jim Reeves, I Love You Because. At number 7, Gene Pitney, 24 Hours from Tulsa. The Moody Blues, Night in White Satin at number 6. At number 5, The Bee Gees, well, that's what you had written in a thing called You Make Me Feel. But we'd never heard of that one, Brendan, so we played You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. That was by Leo Sayer. At number 4, ABBA, Thank You for the Music. At number 3, Bobby Goldsboro and Honey. At number 2, number two, Debbie Harry and Blondie. Picture this, taking us to the number one. Thanks very much indeed, Brendan Hannon of 20 College Avenue, for dropping us in your top 10. Don't forget, everybody else, our address is 13 Allen Street, Limerick. You can give us a buzz if you like on the phone, 46271. Drop us in your all-time favourite top 10 records. Write them down on a piece of paper and drop them into us. Don't forget, of course, the Rock Top 10 Show, your all-time top 10 favourite rock records. That's every Monday night, 11 to 12 midnight. Every Monday, your top 10 rock records. Right now, it's time for the number one.
Too much.